January 27, 1919, the three mortal wounds of the heart of Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, in coming, showed me his adorable heart, all full of wounds, from which rivers of blood gushed. All sorrowful, he told me, my daughter, among the many wounds that my heart contains, there are three wounds which give me mortal pains and such bitterness of sorrow as to surpass all the other wounds together. These are the pains of my loving souls. When I see a soul, all mine, suffering because of me, tortured, crushed, ready to suffer for me even the most painful death, I feel her pains as if they were mine, and maybe even more. Ah! Love can open the deepest gashes, to the extent of making one feel no other pains. My dear mama enters first into this first wound. Oh, how her heart, pierced because of my pains, overflowed into mine, and felt vividly all of its piercings. In seeing her dying, without dying, because of my death, I felt the torment, the cruelness of her martyrdom in my heart, and I felt the pains of my death which the heart of my dear mama felt, and my heart died together with hers. Therefore, all my pains, united with the pains of my mama, surpassed everything. It was right that my celestial mama had the first place in my heart, both in sorrow and in love, because each pain suffered for love of me opened seas of graces and of love, which poured into her pierced heart. All the souls who suffer because of me, and only out of love, enter into this wound. You yourself enter into it. And even if all offended me and nobody loved me, I would find in you the love which can compensate me for all. Therefore, when creatures drive me away and force me to run away from them, I very quickly come to take refuge in you as though in my hiding place. And finding my own love, not their own, and a love suffering only for me, I say, I do not regret having created heaven and earth, and having suffered so much. A soul who loves me and who suffers for me is all my contentment, my happiness, my reward for everything I have done. And as though putting all the rest aside, I delight and play with her. However, while this wound of my heart is the most painful, such as to surpass everything, it contains two effects at the same time. It gives me intense pain and highest joy, unspeakable bitterness and indescribable sweetness, painful death and glorious life. These are the excesses of my love, inconceivable to created mind. In fact, how many contentments did my heart not find in the sorrows of my pierced mama? The second mortal wound of my heart is ingratitude. With ingratitude, the creature closes my heart. Even more, she herself turns the key with double locks. My heart swells, wanting to pour out graces and love, but it cannot, because the creature has closed it, and has sealed it with her ingratitude. And I become delirious, I agonize, without hope that this wound of mine may be healed, because ingratitude keeps embittering it more and more, giving me mortal pain. The third one is obstinacy. What a mortal wound for my heart! Obstinacy is the destruction of all the goods I have done for the creature. It is the signature that the creature puts on her declaration that she no longer recognizes me, that she no longer belongs to me. It is the key of hell into which the creature hurls herself. My heart feels this tearing. It is torn to pieces, and I feel one of these pieces being taken away from me. What a mortal wound obstinacy is! My daughter, enter my heart and take part in these wounds of mine. Compassionate my tormented heart. Let us suffer together, and let us pray. I entered into his heart. How painful but beautiful it was to suffer and pray with Jesus.